audience enjoying today's show. And now, here's Dennis.
Thank you all very much. Thank you, Bob Rosario Ensemble. Of course, I'm sitting here with the lovely Miss Corey Sachs. I really think she wore this dress for another reason, which I'm about to explain. This next gentleman on our show is truly a cultural... This is going to be very difficult. I'm going to have to get a seatbelt for her. A cultural icon, truly... his career has spanned from the 70s. I mean, we're talking over 40 years. And he's talented. He's a wonderful singer. He's a wonderful actor. He's a producer. He's done it all. He's been a rock star. He's internationally renowned. And the South Point is lucky to have him on the stage this weekend, as we are lucky to have him grace our stage. Ladies and gentlemen, what more can I say? David Cassidy!
Tell you, this is such a thrill for me. I'm going to sing a song that I first heard when I was 13 years old, and yeah, it's been a while. And I have to tell you, I was in summer camp, and it brings back, because I it was the first time I had kissed a girl, and this song was playing all summer, and I haven't sung it, I haven't rehearsed it, so if I die a death, you'll just understand. And for those of you out there in radio world, it's not really me. When you just give love, you'll never get love. Depart. I know it's so, and yet I know I can't get you out of my heart. For you.
yesterday, huh?
Thank you so much.
Hey, how are you, my friend?
I'm very good to see you. Thank you for having me.
Oh, my pleasure. Are you kidding me?
What a great vibe it is in
Isn't
here.
Isn't this great?
Wow.
And welcome back to Vintage Vegas.
It's so great to be back. You know, I was here the first time. I came with Shirley Jones, my stepmother, and my father, Jack Cassidy,
yeah. Wow.
When I was 11 years old. That's 1961. And I saw one of my favorite artists of all time, Mr. Bobby Darin.
Yeah.
I believe we know one another, do we not? Anyway, it was just magic, and everybody dressed up, and it was really cool.
It was a glorious era.
It was. That song,
glorious era.
Although it was early 60s for me, that song, I haven't sung in a couple years, and I'm my eyes aren't what they used to be. They put the lyric down on the floor. I couldn't see.
Yeah, but you remembered everyone.
See.
You remembered Thank everyone, God. But because you know what?
I got a little nervous too.
You
for
know
a moment.
Why you remembered it? Because you were thinking back to that summer camp
yeah.
with that girl, and the lyrics come back to you,
man.
You know, it's that's
thing.
What an actor does. They
beautiful
put themselves
thing.
In a situation where all of a sudden their emotions and everything comes back and becomes fresh. And you did an incredibly wonderful job with
Thank
that
you.
Song.
Thank you very much.
The interpretation was wonderful. Now,
what
you know,
I'm doing is also being able to use some of the tools that I had as an actor, and I learned. And in my mid-teens, I became someone who worked in drama, and I took classes. And the last year before I became a professional, I had to audition for the LA Theater Company, mm-hmm. and I did some work with them. And I was the only non-professional that was invited to become part of this very prestigious theater company in LA. And during that time in the 60s, I had grown up with my father and my stepmom and my mother, Evelyn Ward.
Evelyn, of course.
Yeah, was actress. On Broadway a lot. And
wonderful actress.
Yeah, she was an amazing singer too. And I grew up with all the great American songs that of the 20th century, the first 50 years, 60 years of the 20th century, and with Cole Porter and Frank and you know, all the great acts and writers and arrangers. And I had that with me, and a lot of Broadway, a lot of theater, Rodgers and Hammerstein, of course, because of my stepmom and because of Shirley. And for me, it will never, ever go away. It's in my head and my heart. And this weekend is a very special weekend for me. For those of you who don't know, I know you've probably all heard that Davy Jones and I were very close friends
and,
for the last
Davey,
5 years.
Davy was a guest on the show.
Yes, I know that.
Not, it was only a couple of months later that he passed.
Well, we were supposed to do a show. We became good friends only in the last 5 years. Mm-hmm. He's the only person that I ever shared a stage with, and we went out together, and it was magic because a lot of my fans and a lot of his kind of crossed over, and he'd come out and sing one of my songs. You know, he'd come out and sing if when I was closing the show, I Think I Love You or something like that, and I'd come out and sing I'm a Believer, Daydream.
What a great idea.
Yeah.
Well, it became a really wonderful thing. We did a show, we probably did four or five of them, and we were scheduled to do a show in, I think it was late April, and he had passed a couple weeks prior, and we were scheduled to work together. So I dedicated the show to Davy and to his family and his manager and this fantastic properties. I'm telling you, I've just been here 24 hours, but I am so impressed. I've played every casino everywhere.
Yeah, but this is Vintage Vegas.
This is so special. But it's, you know, a great owner, a great CEO of a company, treats everybody well. You can tell all the way from the top to the bottom, everybody is professional. They're happy to be here. They love to come to work. It's a difference between night and day. It's
That's
not
very
like coming
true
to
here.
Work.
Yeah.
This property, for the gentleman who put this property here and put it at
yeah, Michael Gaughan is
Michael,
really
an incredible,
incredible
guy.
Yeah,
you need to give him an applause.
Yeah.
Without him, this would not exist.
Now,
it's really amazing.
This is going to be, of course, going to be special. June 29th through July 1st. David Cassidy, and you're gonna
do a tribute.
Take us on a musical journey.
Yes, I am. When I grew up, first in New York and New Jersey, and I moved to California to L.A. when I was 11, And I got my driver's license at 16, as we all did.
Oh, yeah.
It was 1966, and the Monkees came on the air, and all of my girlfriends, and my, I was a huge fan of the music. And I had all their albums. I remember I had an 8-track. It was like the first year we had 8-tracks, okay?
In the car.
In the car, my 8-track. I had the Monkees, and I knew all of those songs, and I was a fan of Davies and of theirs.
Inspired.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. I mean, I got to know all the Beatles. I got to play with John. I played once with Paul, but I became friends with John, and he was an inspirational person in so much passion and integrity. I truly loved him, and I take people on my own musical journey, but these shows I'm doing this weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, I'm going to dedicate not only to Davey, but I'm going to do almost all of their big hits, as well as mine and Partridge Family's. And it's going to be a very special event for me. It's probably the last time I'll ever do it. But they called me and asked me, and his manager and his family asked me if I would do this. And I'd never been to South Point before. I had no idea this was here. And I'm just blown away by it. By what you guys do, a live band doing live radio.
Yeah.
It's so special. It's so forgotten. It's, you need to applaud it. It's
quite well, thank you. And you know, it's artists like yourself who recognize what this is all about and come on and help make it special. Now, you know, everybody has watched and grown with you. So many, I mean, we're talking
Shame
a lot of years now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I kidded you backstage. I said, you know, you come from great DNA. Mm. Your mom, Evelyn, I was a great fan of your dad. Mm-hmm. I thought he was the most mischievous looking person in show business.
Yes, he was all of that.
He had a twinkle in his eye, and yet I see there's a lot of similarity.
We come from the same gene, there's no question.
There's definitely DNA, but there's an energy about you, and you know, you light up.
Thank
you. Know, when you walk on stage as your dad did.
Yeah.
And everybody knows the stories of you know, the Partridge Family becoming such an icon in the rock and roll industry.
Yeah.
But, you know, you're a wonderful actor.
Thank you.
You're a producer. You're a singer. Not many people recognize how versatile this young man is.
I love that he keeps calling me a young man.
Yeah, well,
he did it backstage.
You know, he just keeps sitting next to me. He'll always be that way.
He's 18 months older than I am. This is way too good. I want to come back.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll tell you what. And I know you've got your show all set, but when I heard you do, and because this is a young man, once again, who pays tribute and understands, as we spoke backstage, about the importance of the Great American Songbook, which we talk about. We've had so many wonderful singers on our stage over the years who understand the importance of the Great American Songbook and how it influences generation to generation. And when I hear you get up and do something like that, I recognize what an impact it's made in your life.
Oh, no question about it. The songs and the music of the 20th century, and particularly, you know, from, in my opinion, and in many's, I think that the greatest composition, the greatest piece of music that has ever been written on the face of the earth all time was Rhapsody in Blue. My opinion.
I've been saying that forever and ever.
Definitely.
I have Gershwin
at the piano all by himself.
Mm-hmm. Exactly right.
I love this guy.
Oh, thank you. I'm a big fan of Cole Porter's. My father, Jack Cassidy, was asked by Cole Porter when he was 19 or 20 to go into the studio and to do the early Cole Porter musicals, top to bottom, because they weren't recorded. And he wanted to have Cole Porter's fans. My father was not a name. He was in the chorus. My father was a fabulous, fabulous singer. And when he was 19 and 20, he had an amazing, amazing range. To have Cole Porter ask you to go in and do all of the male vocals, I mean, what a compliment.
He must have really appreciated his interpretive
skills. Oh, my God. Yeah. He was truly so gifted in so many areas as a writer.
As you know what? So are you.
Oh, thank you.
So are you. And I want to make sure that we plug, come and see David this weekend, because I truly
It'll be
believe
special.
you're going to find it to be a very special evening. Let's talk about, it's the 29th through the 1st.
Right.
7:30 shows?
Yes.
7:30 shows. I don't know if you have to leave, but you're certainly welcome to stay with us.
I would love to stay, but I've been up
since 2:30
in the morning.
And ladies and gentlemen, it's a joy to have him grace our stage. You must do yourself a favor. You will enjoy the musical journey that this multi-talented gentleman will take you on this weekend. Ladies and gentlemen, David Cassidy. We're going to take a short pause. Coming right back.